This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1644. Let's pencil it in. How to make tentative plans in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes when you make plans, you need to say that they are not 100% firm in English. How can you do that in a tactful and polite way so that there are no misunderstandings? Find out today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, what's happening in New York City? How are things?
Oh, everything is good. I hear a siren right now. Very New York. So
it's New York. It's very New York. I love it.
yeah, definitely. So Lindsay, oh my gosh, I am reading the question that I wrote to start out with. And I just thought that's such a silly question because it's such an obvious answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Are you constantly scheduling things?
Constantly. And last week, you know, I was on the East Coast, so I was dealing with scheduling things in Eastern time, Mountain time, and Central time, and Pacific time. I was getting so confused. I was moving between Eastern and Central to Nashville. It was a mess, Michelle. It was a mess. So I was having to pencil things in, cross them out, change them all the time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that can get really confusing when you're the one that's like switching the time zones.
Right, because it's like, oh, next week I'll be on Mountain, so I got to think in that term. And then, yeah, it was crazy. It was too much. I'm glad to be back in Denver.
Yeah. Good. Now you can like stabilize your time.
Yes, totally.
But yeah, guys, scheduling things, I mean, a part of business, a part of not business, everything. I mean, today we're going to give you some helpful words and phrases that are dealing with making plans. So this is super important. I mean, Lindsay, when do we need to use these things?
Ooh, okay. Lots of things, guys. Life and business, right? So things like scheduling a doctor appointment, scheduling a meeting that could be just with a friend or a business meeting. Mm-hmm. Or scheduling events, parties, going out with friends, going to a live concert, a music event, something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a part of everyday life. So these expressions should be a part of your everyday life.
For sure.
So we're going to get to those in a second. Guys, we want to remind you, we have this awesome web class coming up. Mm-hmm. So it will be the two of us.
Yes,
Lindsay will be there,
Michelle.
And I will be there. Yeah, we haven't done one together in a while, so this is going to be awesome. And this is three reasons you can't understand native conversations and strategies to overcome, right?
Exactly. I mean, we're teaching you guys lots of vocabulary on the show, but you can't use the vocab unless you understand what's being said, right? That's the key. So that's what you're going to get in this live web class. So go right now to sign up. It's coming up. Actually, I think it's next week, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah.
So this week, So go to allearsenglish.com/understand and make sure you grab your spot because sometimes the spots fill up. You got to show up on time. It's possible to get locked out of the room if you don't show up on time. We have a limit to how many people can come into the room. Sign up, put it on your calendar, and show up on time.
Awesome. I love it. All right. So, well, this is kind of good because you're scheduling coming to our web
scheduling.
Class,
so. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Well, so the first one is one of my favorites. Pencil that in. To pencil something in. Lindsay, do you use this?
Oh, yeah. This is good. So how is this different from like really 100% scheduling it?
So when something is... when you're using a pencil, you can erase it, right?
Right.
So this is this idea of like, yeah, like you know, probably, but like it can be changed. Like, so you're not 100% about it. The funny thing is there's no expression to pen something. Although I guess, don't you sometimes, couldn't you say like put it in ink?
Yeah, or set it in stone. Or you have it here. Yep. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Maybe.
Stone. Yeah. I think of stone. So it's like pencils and stone for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not 100%. It can be erased. So for example, like let's pencil in Friday at 3 p.m. I mean, so we use this expression a lot with like our, like when we're scheduling recording times, like because we both have crazy schedules and it's like, okay, let's pencil it because you want to hold the spot.
Right. It's And it's also a good signal if you want to be accommodating to someone and just be empathetic and show that you are flexible to say pencil it in is a nice way to say it just because you're showing that there's space to change, which is important nowadays with the virus and we're all dealing with working from home and families and everything. It's nice to show that you're flexible.
Right. Exactly. So to pencil something in, that's a really good one. Lindsay, what's the next word?
So tentative. Tentatively or tentative. This is also not 100%, guys. So for example, let's tentatively meet next Tuesday. Tentatively. That's hard to say, isn't it?
A little tentatively.
Tentatively.
It's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun to say. Rolls off your tongue.
It does.
Again, not 100% sure. Now, does this mean that we need to check in to confirm?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Yeah. Do you have to check in? I feel like if you don't hear anything otherwise,
then
you're good. What do you think?
Everyone has a different idea of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
the part that's tricky. Yeah. I think that I agree. If I don't hear from people, I would probably just assume it's on. But you also have to know how the other person thinks about it.
Right. Yeah. Wow. You just came up with a whole complicated discussion.
I know, Michelle. We like to complicate things around here. But that's what our listeners are ready for. So let's move on to the next one.
Okay. The next one is plan for, right? So that can be either way. Like, it sounds a little unsure to me, but I think it's a little bit more sure than like tentative, right? So like, so let's plan for then, but if I can't do it, I'll give you a call.
It's interesting how we're saying let's plan for then. So like let's plan for that time, right? Instead of let's plan for a barbecue or plan, right? It's like the time. So that's kind of interesting grammatical structure there for our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next one, Lindsay, you mentioned this one.
Written in stone, or I would say set in stone, right? Both would work. Or you could say something isn't written in stone. We can change it. It isn't written in stone, right? Would you say in the affirmative sometimes, Michelle?
To confirm? I mean, you could say something like, all right, it's written in stone. See you then. But honestly, I think we use it more in a negative way. I mean, when I was planning this, I like put that in, but then I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's more when you say, oh, it's not written in stone. What do you think?
I agree. It's used to emphasize that it is flexible. I feel like a lot of our language is there for us to say, hey, we can change this.
Right.
Concrete, right? What is concrete? It's a material or it's an element that is solid.
Right.
It doesn't move. It doesn't change.
Yeah, it can't move. It can't move. So when you say concrete plans, it's like, that's not moving.
That's concrete, right? So what would be an example?
I have concrete plans at 8, so let's do 9.
Good. Yeah. So those are firm plans. Let's see. And then what would be an example, Michelle? I have you down.
Oh, another one. So like...
Ooh.
Yeah, one last one is I have you or I have something down for, right?
Okay.
So that's like, you know, saying it's more like on the calendar, like I have us down for Monday at 7. Sound good?
Yeah. Yeah. And this kind of implies that you're making a lot of schedules. Like maybe you're offering some kind, maybe you're a therapist and you have a schedule and you're offering time on your schedule. Don't you think it implies a little bit like you make a lot of appointments?
Yeah. Or like a hair salon or something.
Right.
Like, okay, we have you down for, you know.
Right. It's kind of, I think that's used professionally. I don't know if I would say that quite as much for a friend date, like having lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a good point. I mean, Lindsay, is it bad to make tentative plans? Like, are we too like wishy-washy with plans?
I was having a conversation with someone about this on Sunday night. People were complaining when they organize big trips. Like in Colorado, it's a big thing to do hut trips. I told you about that. We hike up into the mountains and we stay in a little house and you pay to reserve the house. So a lot of people run into the problem. The organizer, whoever, you know, takes control and makes the payment, people will back out. So that's a major problem. Now you just got to get people to, you know, put their money where their mouth is. And if they say they want to join the group, they got to pay when they put down their name. So I don't know. I think just don't be flaky, you know, just say you're going to go or you're not. Don't say like, oh, maybe. And then it's time to go. And you're like, oh, actually, I don't think I want to go because that's no. That's a waste of time.
Yeah, that can annoy people. That can get people
Don't be flaky.
Especially if it's a habit.
Yeah, if you're known for that, then people are going to stop inviting you.
Exactly. So I
think as long as you're clear, I'm going to think about this, I'll get back to you, that's okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. Lindsay, so should we do a role play?
Let's do it, Michelle. Here we go. So here we are trying to schedule a work lunch. Geez, I kind of wish sometimes we could do that, Michelle, because, you know, we've always lived in different cities. We've never lived in the same city. It would be really cool to be able to meet and strategize for our podcast, make content together and have lunch sometime.
That would be fun. I mean, we can.
We can. I'll have to fly out to New York, which I could do that.
Well, we can do a virtual lunch.
I mean. Yeah, we could do that. That's true. You're right. All right, here we go. So are we on for Wednesday?
Tentatively, yes. Let me just check something. Oh, wait, that won't work. Ugh, what about Thursday?
I think that's fine. Can we pencil it in and I'll double check and confirm with you?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be written in stone yet either. We have time. So let's plan for that now.
Sounds good. I know you have concrete plans Friday, so that's not an option, right?
Yeah, unfortunately not.
That's okay. Oh, okay. As of now, I have us down for Thursday at lunch.
Perfect. Okay, let me know if you need to change.
I will. Michelle, it sounds like us scheduling every time we record our episodes.
I know, really.
All we had to do was like take a recording of us trying to plan our next recording
and
show our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So you said, are we on for Wednesday? And I said, tentatively, yes.
Yeah, let me check something. And then I said, can we pencil it in? And again, I'm confirming that it's not confirmed, right? It's tentative. So can we pencil it in? And then what, Michelle?
Yeah, I said, it doesn't have to be written in stone yet, right? So again, like we use it more in this way than like, oh, it's written in stone.
Yeah, exactly. Again, negative in the negative way, you mean, right? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. And then and then you said, so let's plan for that now. And then I said, I know you have concrete plans Friday, so you have firm plans. Those are not going to change.
And then you said, that's okay. So as of now, I have us down for Thursday at lunch. So, we talked about have you down for being more professional. I think it sounds okay here.
I think it's that's a flexible rule, right, Michelle? Yeah. That rule of thumb that it's professional.
Yeah. And that as of now, that's kind of a bonus. So it's like in this moment, I have us down for.
That's a great one, guys, for you guys to write down and keep in mind that phrase. So good. So Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Oh, guys, making plans is a special skill. And Lindsay, you know that I hate. That's first. I have a lot of like anxiety over like schedules and things like that. It's not easy. It's not easy, you know, to like figure out what you're doing when and, you know, with work and life. So, you know, it's a skill that you kind of need to work on and constantly work on. But we gave you some expressions to use today and some skills and our opinions. It is also a skill to say that you're not 100% available and give some room for change if needed. So, you know, it's okay to be honest about that.
Yeah, I think that right there is a strategic skill, right, guys? Just being clear that, hey, this might change. You don't want to make someone think that it's concrete in their mind, but it's not in yours. That's the key. In business or life, just let them know, hey, you've got a lot of chaotic things going on. I might have to change this. I mean, we always communicate that, Michelle, right? We always say, hey, I'll let you know by this date. And that as long as those things are said, then you're good.
Right. Exactly. That's a very good point.
Yeah, totally. So guys, go ahead and pencil in. No, don't pencil it in. Make it concrete. Right, Michelle? Our live
web
class.
Make it concrete. Yes.
So go to allearsenglish.com/understand to get the free live web class with me and Michelle. And it's going to be 3 reasons you can't understand native conversation. So sign up. Awesome.
All right. Lindsay, this was fun. Have a good day.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.